details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
A circus animal gave people in one city quite a surprise. CBS's Steve Kathan explains.
Wild scene in Butte, Montana, captured on video by Brittany McGinnis.
Oh my God. Elephant walking down the road.
An elephant got loose from a circus and started roaming the city streets. The 58-year-old Asian elephant named Viola was recaptured after about 20 minutes on the loose. No one was hurt. The Jordan World Circus says a car backfire spooked her, and she took off right before a performance. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Supreme Court has made it easier for workers who are transferred from one job to another against their will to pursue job discrimination claims under federal civil rights laws. This, even when they are not demoted or docked pay. Justice Elena Kagan wrote for the court that workers only have to show that the transfer resulted in some, but not necessarily significant harm to prove their claims. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
From Northwest Nebraska Sports Authority, the coaches.
Did you pass your driver's ed course, Kyle?
I did. Took me one time. Passed the computer test once, too. So.
Having pioneers like Kenley and Via and Taylor are just very, very effective proponents to help out this new sanctioned sport.
The players.
I was pointing towards my mom, and then all the coaches were sitting up there. So I wouldn't have been able to do this without the coaches and my teammates.
The highlights.
Ball comes into Klemke near half court, finds Saloon breaking to the basket. Saloon the layup. Beautiful way of breaking the press. Saloon's got four, and it's 9-6. Cardinals.
And the headlines from the teams you love. This is Sports Weekly on AM 610 KCSR and shadrad.com.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
Now let's go inside the winery at Country Kitchen with your host.
This man is destroying golf.
Jeremy Anderson.
It's going to be awesome, baby, with a capital A.
Good Wednesday evening. We welcome you inside the winery in Country Kitchen. It's Sports Weekly on this Wednesday night. Talk a little Cardinal golf coming off of a hot week down at Morrill. A season best, as Coach Bach will allude to here when we get going, the best of his career. We'll talk with Coach Bach, as we said. Trey Hendrickson's going to join us as well later in the hour. But I told Coach Bach I wanted to start on a different subject that wasn't golf tonight. And I think I'm going to bring this up from Trey to get the students' perspective as well. And I should say student-athletes. But the state of South Dakota had a second reading today of a proposed high school NIL bill that would allow high school athletes to garner a little something on the side from their name, image, and likeness. And you know, it's been at the college level now for a few years, Coach, and I think maybe it was bound to happen, maybe not this fast, but kind of thoughts on if NIL comes to high school sports.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is the first I've heard about it, so I don't have any education on what this would even look like. I think I would need to know a little bit more information to make a true decision on this. I just see what it's done so far in the college ranks and stuff like that, and it kind of feels like there's some stuff going on in Division One that is kind of getting messed up a little bit, in my opinion. But I'd be interested to see what this actually looks like, what they're actually talking about.
And it's weird because just kind of like at college, the enticement was the free education. That was part of being that collegiate athlete was, or even if you're at a smaller level, a partial payment of that education that you're getting. And I think I still feel the same way a little bit about high school athletics, is that education is the first part of that. And we see a lot of states now kind of turning about face. And I told you that Texas has even gone as far as to look at adding a transfer portal for high school sports. And it feels like we're kind of getting away from the core of what it's supposed to be about.
Yeah, I mean, they're supposed to be student-athletes, student-first, you know. So, I mean, the education part is supposed to be the important part, and then the extracurricular activities is something they should enjoy. And I think we are getting away from it a little bit. I was talking to Al Toof one time. He was driving bus for us, and he talked about how it used to be just unlimited scholarships before NCAA started limiting scholarships. And now they're doing this NIL deal, which is basically giving
unlimited scholarships.
So why don't we just call it a scholarship and do unlimited scholarships again and have it go towards, strictly towards education?
Yeah, it is definitely. I feel like you also, especially at the high school level, you have to get some kind of compliance officer to make sure everybody's following the rules. I'm sure there will be tampering. There's already tampering at the collegiate level. So now do you have a coach from an opposing school reaching out to your best golfers saying, hey, we know you're pretty good on the links. We want you to come here. Here's what we're going to offer. You know, maybe you overreact, but you have. You've seen what it's done at the collegiate level. Why wouldn't it be the same at the high school level? But there are states that are absolutely moving forward with legislation like this to make it a possibility, and it's just it's crazy.
Yeah, it would be interesting if they would pass something like that and see. I mean, I think there'd be some negative repercussions for sure. So I don't know. I don't know.
The other thing I always think of is player safety, and I know a few athletes have kind of opened the box on things like death threats that they, you know, if they have a poor performance or, you know, we already allow sports betting at a lot of these. In Nebraska, you can bet on away games but not home games. You know what happens if a kid misses a game-winning shot or what is it, misses the over-under or the spread, and these kids are getting threats. And at that point, I think that's enough in and of itself to say we've gone too far.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just for fun anymore. It's a lot more serious deal. And I know everyone enjoys the sports and everything like that, but when it comes down to people, you know, getting threats like that, people get wagering ton of money on something on a kid, it just puts a lot of unneeded pressure on those kids to perform.
I will say my first bet would be 500 on Trey getting a bogey free round. Is that a good investment, Trey?
No.
CJ Bach, Trey Hendrickson's gonna join us later in the hour, and my computer again. One of these days I'm gonna get an electronic system that works appropriately when I want it to. I can say that. But golf, the hot topic tonight here inside of the winery. We'll take a break and we'll talk about the week that was and how spicy things were at Morrill this week.
From inside the winery, Sports Weekly returns in a moment on KCSR.
The winery, located inside Country Kitchen at the corner of 385 and 10th Street in Chadron, is ready to roll out a new lineup this season. Check out their smoked brisket, available for dine-in or takeout. On Wednesday nights, catch $3 beer specials during Sports Weekly. And while you're at it, set yourself up with one of their juicy burgers or great appetizers. If you don't want to eat inside, you can check out the patio. That's the winery, located inside Country Kitchen, and open 7 days a week.
385 Express Loop, south of the 4-way in Chadron, is a kind of family-operated business where they understand service, taking pride in keeping customers safe and vehicles lube. In fact, if you love it, lube, it's their slogan at 385, and it's a notion that's hard to ignore. You know how some days you feel like you just can't get anything done, and if you need a little more help, just give them a call at 385 Express Loop. They'll pick up and deliver. Your day gets more manageable, and once again, all's right with the world. 385 Express Loop. Give them a call or just stop in.
A financial institution with your best interest at heart, Shattern Federal Credit Union is built on the same values as the communities we serve. We were there for your kids' first bank account, or when they bought their first car, cashed their first check, and every moment in between that mattered to you, because it matters to us too. We don't just say it, we live it. Whatever life throws your way, we're there to make sure you don't have to skip a beat. We are Shattern Federal Credit Union at 126 East 3rd Street in Shattern, where members really do mean more than money, because you're like family.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
I see the future in our public school classrooms every day. I'm Jenny Benson, president of the Nebraska State Education Association. I also see how critically important parent and community support is to our students' success. Support your public schools. Get involved. Form a business school partnership or become a school volunteer. Great schools and great communities work hand in hand.
Sponsored by the Nebraska State Education Association, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
As traditions, celebrations, and events continue to shape our communities year after year, the opportunities to help maintain, build, or expand each one of them exists. As older generations of organizers and committee members step away, it's the perfect time for youth to step in, step up, and be involved. The time is now to reach out and encourage those in our middle schools and high schools to become active members of our community. To learn how, contact the Shattern Chamber office at 432-4401. This message is a community service of AM 610 KCSR.
Back into Sports Weekly here on KCSR, online at chatrad.com, talking with Shattern Boys Golf Coach CJ Bach. In your words, the best round you've seen in your coaching career on this past week, Monday at Morrill. The weather was right for it, and yeah, everything just fell into place.
Yeah, they moved it from Tuesday, which looked like the weather was going to be pretty crappy, and moved it up to Monday, which was a great decision. I'm glad everyone was on board with that, and we were able to play in great weather. No wind down there. It was sunny, nice. It's the best one of my teams have ever done, a 312, and that's a pretty good round.
Do you remember a better round?
Not from my guys, no, not at all.
And it what's great is on a day like that, it wasn't like one guy kind of stood out. It was everybody. Everybody, you know, obviously Brock's 69. And I heard at one point he was on pace for 68 and then bogeyed.
He bogeyed last two.
Oh, bogeyed.
So he was on pace for
a 67. Oh, man.
Yep.
Half the Masters field can even do that this last weekend. But then obviously I have Gage Andrews in there, Tobin in there. Trey was in the top 20. Like, everybody was just feeling it this the Monday.
Yeah, and that's what it takes. I mean, to get a team score down there, in the 320s and lower, it's going to take everybody. It can't just be one person. So, having Brock shoot in the 60s and then Gage able to drop down into the 70s definitely helped. But then, you know, you had a couple more in the low 80s and Trey even placed in the 80s or shot in the 80s and, Morrill's a course that we knew when we went down there. It's definitely a scoreable course. It's not the longest course we play. But our mentality going down there, and I talked to him because we've won that tournament before. And I said, this is one that we need to get. You know, it's on our schedule. It's a good one for us on our schedule. We'll get some momentum after this one. And they did. They came out and they played well. And ended up with a 312.
Does this present itself as kind of a double-edged sword in the fact that you made a leap like this as a team, which you always want to see, but do expectations immediately kind of go from level-headed to look what we can do if we all play to our best abilities?
Yeah, I mean, and I think going into the season, all the guys, we had conversations about we can do really well. We can do some really big things this season. And I think we do know that we're probably not going to shoot a 312 every course we go to. The other courses are going to give us a little more problems. They're going to be a little bit longer, different things. But we can shoot really well. And now that we got that feel, hopefully, the rest of the season, we're about halfway through, and the rest of the season we can kind of build on it and continue that.
Do you also feel like this, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, of the pecking order a little bit, does a meet like this kind of help define that 1-5 a little bit for you a little more?
There's still – I got six golfers. Zane Kohler's didn't go to the Morrill invite, and he's one that can definitely shoot in the low, 80s as well. You would think that, yeah, we got our set five, but it's really not like that. We still got about three more tournaments where they're all going to get to play on the same day, same course, and that'll really define, where we go from for the end of the season and postseason stuff. So there's still competition there. No one can be comfortable. They can't just sit there and not get better. And I told them, we got a chance to do some really big things. But it comes from the work that they put in, and all these guys, we go to practice every day, and they're willing to work after practice. We end practice, and they all get in their carts and play more holes. You'll see them out there on the weekends doing chipping drills, putting drills, and playing more holes. So these guys are they like golf. They like to work at golf, and they know that it's going to be a competitive to get on that varsity five.
C.J. Bach joining us here on Sports Weekly on this Wednesday night. And I know when it comes to golf, there's only so much you can do in terms of coaching. It's more of kind of a hang back. Was there ever a point, though, on your cruising around the course that it kind of hit you like, hey, today's turning into a special day?
You can watch them. And everyone was getting off the tee for the most part. Everything I saw, they were getting off the tee really well. And so we're hitting a wedge in and they're, just playing good golf. They're getting greens in regulation and all their putts. I saw a lot of really, really close birdie putts that they missed. It just seemed like the day was falling together. I could just sit back and kind of watch them and enjoy it. The kids were having fun because they were scoring well. And it just ended up being a good day.
I don't know how emotional of a person you are. Trey, is Coach an emotional guy? No. I was going to say, because our text conversation, you seem pretty fired up.
Yeah, I get excited about it, that's what we're here for, and to win a tournament's a big deal. I mean, it's hard to win a golf tournament when you got that many teams there, I was super proud of the guys.
So many working pieces. That's the thing that's crazy is for that to happen, so many things have to go right for so many guys, those days were just all comes together. When I saw those scores, I didn't believe it at first. I'm not going to lie. Not that I'm saying, he couldn't, but it just felt like that was a really big leap. This early in the season. Usually wait till later in the season, maybe a meet or so before districts, you really start seeing those scores drop. But maybe it's just me. Expectations have definitely been raised. Yeah. I expect Trey to get a bogey free round, put 500 on it, and we'll see, let's try to talk about some of your younger guys a little bit. I know your JV golfers don't get maybe as many opportunities, but what do you see out of the younger guys that are trying to take their cracks at it right now?
Oh, man. There's a ton, so I'll probably forget some people. But just talking as a young group as a whole, they all follow what the older guys are showing. And like I said, the older guys are out there playing till dark after practice. They're out there on the weekends, and you go out there on the weekends, you'll see those younger guys work. So they're seeing what it takes, and hopefully, they recognize that you're not just good at golf. You have to work at those certain skills. You have to actually play a lot of golf, and not just play golf, but work on some of those drills that we do during practice. And it's okay to do them when a coach isn't there making you do them. And I think they're seeing that, and I'm super excited for the future of this program. It seems like they're understanding what it's actually going to take.
C.J. Bach joining us. We'll take a break here on Sports Weekly. Come back more on the way. Keep it here to KCSR.
From Inside the Winery, Sports Weekly returns in a moment on KCSR.
As the weather is getting nicer and you realize you have slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
One recliner, two recliner, red recliner, blue recliner, black recliner, blue recliner, soft recliner, hard recliner. That one's a rocker, this one's a massager. Say, what a whole lot of recliners Home Haven has. The staff at Home Haven is happy to help you find a recliner that best fits your home. Stop in at 1610 West 6th Street in Chadron to test some of their cozy recliners. Home Haven, where your story begins.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
You never think cancer will happen to you. I smoked for over 40 years. My doctor recommended that I get annual lung cancer screening. They were able to catch my cancer at stage 1. It's never too late to quit. Even if you're still smoking, you need to ask your doctor about annual lung cancer screening. Just 30 minutes a year could save your life.
Call the Nebraska Tobacco Quit Line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, 1-800-784-8669. Paid for by Tobacco Free Nebraska. Aired with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Kiwanis, Rotary, and Lions Club, festivals, parades, and our county fairs. These are some of the organizations and events that are powered by volunteers. They play critical roles in injecting life and adventure into our communities. They offer the chance for youth in our region to make an impact. The time is now to reach out and encourage those in our middle schools and high schools to become active members of our communities. To learn how, contact the Chadron Chamber office at 432-4401. This message is a community service of AM 610 KCSR.
Back into Sports Weekly here on KCSR, online at chadrad.com. If you missed the show, you can listen back to it for the next week online, chadrad.com. Find the podcast page. CJ Bach joining us, coming off of a hot week on the course. Mother Nature is going to try to cool you down. You get Alliance this next week, our home invite the following week, correct?
So Alliance was supposed to be Friday. They moved that to Tuesday. And then, so next week we got Scotts Bluff Monday, Alliance Tuesday, and then Thursday is our home meet. So
I didn't see the Scotts Bluff meet on Monday.
Yeah, it's on Monday. So we try not to get the kids out, you know, 3 days in a week. So that Alliance tournament is going to end up being a whole nother group of kids. So I'll take 10 down to Scotts Bluff. It's going to be a whole different 10 going to Alliance because everyone's going to be out there at our home meet. So.
And that's what's great for the home meet. You know, you talk about kind of the limit on numbers, and then at home you get to golf everybody, right?
Yeah, try to. yeah, we'll see how that all fits in.
Do you have all your workers lined out?
So usually, like in the girls' tournament, we do a scorekeeper thing. I usually don't in the boys' season. I should. It's just hard to know what the weather's like, and I feel so bad if the weather's crappy and you're making them do scorekeepers. I could probably make that call like that day, but or the night before.
This was my offer right here. I was willing to take a day off of work to come help you.
God, I'd appreciate that.
But I guess no.
Yeah. You can come out and watch anyway.
Oh, I will. I'll be out there strolling around. The first time I ever tried following a golf meet was when Alpine was at State in 2017, and I didn't know what the rules were, where I was supposed to be.
probably like way back, and then you see all these parents like rush way up. I'm like, oh, so that's how we do this in golf. And big difference, but you definitely have to have your head on a swivel out there. You have every hole going at once, so. But I would suggest to people, with our home meet next week, if you get an opportunity, come out.
Yeah, yeah, come out and see what it's about. It's kind of fun to watch the kids compete and, yeah, just watching a little golf. Hopefully it's going to be decent weather. I think, like, the forecast, I know that can change, you know, hourly, but right now it looks like it's going to be decent weather. So, yeah, for sure, come out and enjoy.
It's one of those sports that you typically don't see. You know, you got maybe parents, grandparents, siblings, whatnot. But just like all the other activities, golfers want to see a little love too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think my guys usually get pretty nervous anyway in the home meet just because, you know, they put this unexpected weight on their shoulders and expectations, and they think they need to do really well because they should know the course, and they just need to relax and go play. And a lot of times at the home meet, you get more of their family that come and you know, want to watch them, support them a little bit. So that puts a little extra pressure. But I think they have fun having people around. I think they might get a little nervous at first. But then, you know, it's fun having people follow your group and watch you and clap when you do something good or whatever. And, yeah, so.
We could Happy Gilmore that up a little bit. You know, we make it a little exciting. You know, just a little something extra on it. Yeah. How do you, with such a rush of tournaments now over the next few weeks, heading towards districts, you talk about, obviously, the opportunities it creates, but how do you balance that out and not overwork the guys day in, day out with so many meets approaching?
Yeah, like, so when we got all these meets, they're walking. Obviously, they have to walk the 18 holes every tournament, so you can kind of wear them out. They do need a rest. I need a rest after watching a tournament on a day, and so going three tournaments next week, I'm going to need some rest. But you know, at practice, you're not going to ask them to go play a ton of holes. You do some more chipping drills, some putting drills, some things you see that they need to work on. You know, we can go out on the course and maybe work some approach shots from 150 in or whatever, not necessarily play, you know, nine holes walking. Obviously, I mentioned it, they're going to get in their cart and go play holes anyway without walking after practice. So kind of limit some of that a little bit at practice. But, you know, they're young. They can withstand some of that.
I hope so, because I can't.
Yeah.
I haven't even played nine holes yet. I stop at six. I'm just like, three more sounds really excruciating. And I'm just, have you been on the course yet this year, CJ?
I've got to play one time with my daughter, and that's it. I've been on the course a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but, yeah, when I took that job, I thought, man, I'm going to get to play a lot of golf, and that's further from the truth. Sometimes I'll carry one club around and drop a ball and hit every once in a while if I'm watching the guys, but, yeah, I don't get to just go play nine holes or anything like that.
See, I think it'd be great, like a hole like number one or a hole like number nine. You just drop it 150 yards out, and you take a shot, and if they get closer to the hole than you, then good. If not, everybody starts doing up and down the hill. Little conditioning in golf. Yeah. Come on.
With the bag on their back.
Oh, I want video proof. CJ Bach joining us. We appreciate the time and all the time that you've given me ever since you took over both the girls and boys golf. And I just can't thank you enough, CJ. I appreciate it, man.
You bet. And we definitely appreciate everything you've done and have, you know, do for us at Shattern High. So thank you.
Take a break. Trey Hendrickson's going to join us when we come back here on Sports Weekly from KCSR.
From inside the winery, Sports Weekly returns in a moment on KCSR.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
The Winery, located inside Country Kitchen at the corner of 385 and 10th Street in Chadron, is ready to roll out a new lineup this season. Check out their smoked brisket, available for dine-in or takeout. On Wednesday nights, catch $3 beer specials during Sports Weekly. And while you're at it, set yourself up with one of their juicy burgers or great appetizers. If you don't want to eat inside, you can check out the patio. That's the Winery, located inside Country Kitchen, and open 7 days a week.
385 Express Loop, south of the 4-way in Chadron, is a kind of family-operated business where they understand service, taking pride in keeping customers safe and vehicles lube. In fact, if you love it, lube, it's their slogan at 385, and it's a notion that's hard to ignore. You know how some days you feel like you just can't get anything done? And if you need a little more help, just give them a call at 385 Express Loop. They'll pick up and deliver. Your day gets more manageable. And once again, all's right with the world. 385 Express Loop, give them a call or just stop in.
I believe every child can succeed. I'm Jenny Benson, president of the Nebraska State Education Association. Research shows that children do a better job in school when parents are supportive. In Nebraska, parents have a long tradition of being involved in our public schools. That's one reason our students consistently score in the top 10 on national tests. Working together, we can help every child succeed.
Sponsored by the Nebraska State Education Association, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
The American Legion. We're a powerful force for the nation. We pledge ourselves to our veterans, our youth, a strong national defense, and Americanism. These four pillars shape our work and what we do for America. We work relentlessly within our four pillars of service, and we succeed. Go to legion.org to find out more about the American Legion's commitment of service to America.
Back into Sports Weekly here on KCSR, online at Chadron.com. Trey Hendrickson joining the show, and I led off with this with Coach Bach. I want a student-athlete's perspective, just to kind of brief you on what we talked about. South Dakota getting ready to pass NIL. Apparently, Nebraska already has some sort of NIL in place for high school students. First, you need to be asking some questions to people. Why aren't they paying you the big bucks? But, you know, as someone on the, you know, obviously your high school career is almost at an end, but thinking about the possibilities of what it could have should have with NIL as a high school student, kind of the thoughts that trickle through your mind a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough to really have an opinion, a strong opinion about it. But I tell you, as a freshman, I'd be all for it. I mean, you're telling me I have 4 years to get good at a sport, any sport, and I get to get paid for it while I'm going to high school for free, I'd be all in. But now, kind of as a senior, I'm sitting back like, I don't think seeing some of these seniors, even seniors and freshmen, I don't think that they are, their brains are developed enough to be doing this.
To comprehend it.
Yes.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Absolutely.
I just think you're student athlete. Student comes first. And I just think that comes first. And I also like the competitiveness of not of we got these guys that live in our town against your best five that live in your town. Not the old, oh, I'm going to go to Omaha where I can get views and people can see me and I get paid more.
Yeah, that's there, and that's what creates rivalries. Is the our town hates your town? Like, we might not even know you on a personal level, but we just know our towns hate each other, and so we hate you. Like,
yep.
That, like, come on. Every time that Alliance and Chatham play, and I don't want to use the word hate, but there's definitely some tension between towns when y'all play, and you know. But now, if
you know, Scotts Bluff offered, and I throw them out because they're the biggest school out here. Whoever it was offered you, wouldn't you feel lose some of that luster of now I'm not playing for the people I grew up with or the ones that got me here? I kind of turned my back on them kind of deal. Do you think there'd be any of that sense of feel a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, going along with the first thing you said, we're friends with – I mean, we live in a small panhandle area. We know pretty much everybody we play, and we're friends with them off the court. But you play that rivalry town, I mean, we want our town to win. I mean, it is what it is. And I just think that it's going to take the competitiveness out of it when our – small town Shattering goes up against a big school, Scotts Bluff, and we think we got a chance and we make a run at it. I think that's just going to take everything out of it when they can, bigger towns can recruit more.
Well, and here's the other thing you look at. All right, so I'm going to pick on you a little bit, okay?
Yep.
What happens if someone, just because he was supposed to be here tonight, Gage?
Yeah.
What if a business in town's paying Gage $100 a month in an NIL deal to promote a product, but you're only getting 25. Pretty soon, you know, that creates a little animosity, a little tension. But, you know, the repercussions, I don't know if states have thought this through, but I believe the repercussions could do damage.
I 100% agree with you. I think that it goes more to a competitive team-on-team to inter-squad team, player-on-player, to where, I mean, say – hypothetically, Gage is making more money than him, and I shoot better than him. I'm gonna want that money.
Yep.
And Gage is getting $100, and I shoot better than him. I'm only getting 50. I think it's in basketball. I think it's gonna turn into, you do that in basketball, it's gonna turn into ISO. I don't know.
Yeah. And then I brought this up to Coach Bach, how Texas is kind of fiddling with the idea of a high school transfer portal. You know, in Nebraska, we have the open enrollment. You know, if you move to another community, obviously, you're eligible to participate right away. Or you get one move while residing in your current community. So if you went to Crawford, Hay Springs, you could do it one time without penalty. And you'd obviously have to sit the 90 days as asked for by the NSAA. But what if all of a sudden, you know, Grand Island comes out here and says, we want Trey Hendrickson. We're going to offer you this NIL, jump in the portal, and they put you up in an apartment or what, you know. And I'm sure we're exaggerating a little bit, but look, like Coach Box said, look at where college has gotten to already.
Yeah.
This is just a little ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes, I agree. I think it's going to follow the same path as college is kind of going down, and I think it could be even worse, faster, worse than that, just because college, or between the college kids, they're a little older than us high school kids and make not smart decisions, and we move, get up and see a good future and get up to move quick.
You also have to remember that in Texas they play their high school football in $20+ million stadiums.
Yeah, and it looks a lot like D2, D3 college games.
Designated for high school. Like, these aren't college facilities. These are just flat-out high, like, you have high schools down there building $65 to $100 million facilities for their high school programs. And I just read one article where it'd be like the equivalent of like a Bridgeport-sized school building, like, this massive weight room, indoor practice facility. And you're just like, what? For a school that size? Like, what the heck?
Yeah. I don't know if you remember Hudson Cross. He used to live here. He moved down to Lubbock, Texas, and his facilities there are insane. And it's a smaller high school down in Texas, but their high school football field looks like our college football field.
That's just insane. Trey Hendrickson joining me on Sports Weekly. Love the conversation. We'll talk a little golf when we come back here on KCSR.
From Inside the Winery, Sports Weekly returns in a moment on KCSR.
A financial institution with your best interest at heart, Shattern Federal Credit Union is built on the same values as the communities we serve. We were there for your kids' first bank account, or when they bought their first car, cashed their first check, and every moment in between that mattered to you, because it matters to us too. We don't just say it, we live it. whatever life throws your way, we're there to make sure you don't have to skip a beat. We are Shadron Federal Credit Union at 126 East 3rd Street in Shadron, where members really do mean more than money because you're like family.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
As the weather is getting nicer and you realize you have slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
One recliner, two recliner, red recliner, blue recliner, black recliner, blue recliner, soft recliner, hard recliner. That one's a rocker. This one's a massager. Say, what a whole lot of recliners Home Haven has. The staff at Home Haven is happy to help you find a recliner that best fits your home. Stop in at 1610 West 6th Street in Shadron to test some of their cozy recliners. Home Haven, where your story begins.
You never think cancer will happen to you. I smoked for over 40 years. My doctor recommended that I get annual lung cancer screening. They were able to catch my cancer at stage one. It's never too late to quit. Even if you're still smoking, you need to ask your doctor about annual lung cancer screening. Just 30 minutes a year could save your life.
Call the Nebraska Tobacco Quit Line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, 1-800-784-8669. Paid for by Tobacco Free Nebraska. Aired with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Healthy soil can help protect your farm from drought, improve production, and protect soil and water resources. Plus, healthy soil can lower input costs, and that can lead to a healthier bottom line for your business. Contact your local Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and unlock the secrets in your soil. This message brought to you by the NRCS and this radio station.
Back into Sports Weekly here on KCSR online at Shadron.com. Shadron High boys golfer Trey Hendrickson joining us here as we chat golf. And, you know, I'll start with you. I asked Coach Bach this question. Did you ever get a sense of kind of browsing the course on Monday of what kind of day it was going to be like? Was it when you got off the bus and just kind of felt the weather a few holes in? When did you know that Monday was just going to be one of those days?
Well, I will say 2 years ago we went to Morrill and we won that meet. And I think I shot my best that year with an 85. And we did the same thing. We won that meet, top four of us placed. It was really good. So us older, me and Brock, kind of knew what we expected out of it. But, I mean, it's golf. Things happen and sometimes everything doesn't go your way. But, man, it was beautiful. And I saw a few of our players up on the course, and they're just giving me the thumbs up, and I was like, yeah, we're doing this thing. We're winning this.
What's the layout look like? A pretty flat course. I know you said you guys were saying it was very back and forth, and that's kind of one of the hazards of the game, and you got golf balls flying at you from other fairways, but it just kind of flat, or you know, what's the layout look like?
Well, if you drew a box, that'd be the layout. And then if you put all 1, 2, 3, 4 on the four sides and then went up and down, that's the layout of that course. It's a very scoreable course, I would say, very flat, and the par fours are shorter, they're drivable, so it's a really fun scoreable course to play.
So if you're struggling with your golf game, what Trey is trying to say is you might check out the golf course in Morrill today.
Very much so.
What's we always talk about expectations, and I asked Coach Bach this, is do you feel in your mind now that Monday proved a point and expectations should come up? Is it
let's get a couple more meets under our belt first before, you know, how do you kind of level this thing right now?
I think the expectations have always been high. We knew we had six golfers that can score very, very well, and we were going to be competitive this year. I think that shooting a 312 at any meet is impressive. I think that that showed a lot of teams what we're about. I know I had a lot of people coming up. I'm like, they were like, I didn't realize how good your guys' team was. And I'm like, yeah, we're doing some good things here. So I was very excited with that. And I think we all have high hopes for the end of the season.
Where did you pick up the game of golf at?
I'd have to say it's kind of been always in my family. My uncle was a caddy in California. He was a caddy out at Caprock over by Valentine. My grandpa was a pretty good golfer. My dad was a good golfer, and then I got really good, so he's not very good anymore.
Mike, are we trying to say your dad's faded to the background, or what?
He kind of has.
Just remember, you have to go home tonight.
Yeah, I know, and he's probably listening, too. My mom, I'm not going to lie, my mom is pretty good. They actually won the couples tournament, I think, 2 years ago in Scotts Bluff. So it's kind of in the family. There are pretty good golfers in our family.
What about Callie?
She has never played a complete hole in her life of golf.
So there's one.
Yep.
There. Obviously, so we found where it's kind of blossomed from, but did you ever see golf turning into a four-year high school career? Or, you know, was that something you always wanted to do, or eventually just kind of came around to the idea?
Never would have thought I would have played golf for 4 years and liked it as much as I did. My seventh grade year, I did track, and I was one of the few boys that went out for track. My eighth grade year, track got canceled, and to be honest, that's probably what did it for me. Not doing track eighth grade year just made me want to do golf, and I just wasn't as interested in it, and I knew I was slow, so that helped too. So, no, it's been a great 4 years, and I did not expect it going into my freshman year, and it was kind of a last-minute decision, to be honest, and I'm glad I made that decision.
Has golf been more work or less work than you anticipated it would be?
I'd say probably more. I thought my freshman year that I was just going to go out and play golf and play holes all year for 4 years and just have fun. And it sounds fun, but once you kind of get into the competitive, you're out there from 3 o'clock to sundown just trying to get good. And it's, at times it can be very frustrating when you're not doing, the ball's not doing what you want it to do.
Never does.
Never does.
You can pray to it, ask it, say nice things of it, and you're always going to find a sand trap, a water hazard. You're going to find another fairway.
Yep.
It's inevitable. When you get a shot like that where it just goes south, you know, how have you found you cope, you regather for that next shot?
Well, this year, I'm not going to lie, I've played smart and I just don't care. I know it's a weird way to put it, but in years past, I've like always, oh, I want to get this score, I'm shooting for this score. This year, I'm just out there having fun and it's going my way so far, and if I hit a bad shot, I hit a bad shot, and just kind of go on with it, get through the next hole, try to get the ball in the green, because I know I can pretty much two-putt every hole, so
lucky.
Just trying to get on the green, and just always next shot.
Trey Hendrickson joining us. We're going to take our break, come back, and we'll close out the show coming up in a minute here on KCSR.
From Inside the Winery, Sports Weekly returns in a moment on KCSR.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
I see the future in our public school classrooms every day. I'm Jenny Benson, president of the Nebraska State Education Association. I also see how critically important parent and community support is to our students' success. Support your public schools. Get involved. Form a business school partnership or become a school volunteer. Great schools and great communities work hand in hand.
Sponsored by the Nebraska State Education Association, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Kids are such an inspiration, but let's be honest, their overall track record is pretty spotty. Riding the laundry basket down the staircase, sticking an untold number of beans up their noses, fearlessly fighting gravity, and losing. But if anyone understands where kids are coming from, it's Kiwanis. Kids need guidance and the support of their community. Kids need Kiwanis. Find out more at Kiwanis.org.
Back into Sports Weekly as we get ready to close things up here on this Wednesday night. I want to give our thanks to Coach Bach and Train. We were just talking. So much better to walk a course than in a cart. When you play cart golf, you kind of feel sped up a little bit.
Yeah, you feel rushed a little bit and walking. I'm kind of glad we walked during high school meets. You just think a little bit more about your shot. It's not kind of just you go up there and hit it, try to get it close. There's a more strategic thought process to it when you're walking. You got a little bit more time between shots. I like it.
Yeah, that's what, outside of sweating to death, I like that you have that thought process, whether it's from the tee box.